217 days. He's visited me in the night, every night, for the better part of 7 months. And every night, it's the same. I lie here with my eyes closed, hoping against all hope that maybe tonight will be the night he forgets. But he never does. He comes when the screaming from the schizophrenic next door stops. He can't be expected to think about the best way to spend time with his favorite dolly. He says I'm the only person who understands him. Which, in retrospect, I guess should have been a red flag. That the only person who understood him was a mental patient. You see, I'm being treated at the Hillcrest Center, a psychiatric hospital in the middle of the state of Vermont. My first 20 days here were spent in a medically induced coma. And at first, it was paradise. At first, I really liked him. He was gentle and sweet. He stroked my hair and held my hand. He told me that I was beautiful, that I looked like a China doll. On day 13, he told me he loved me. That night was the first night he was inside me. It was gentle, and he told me the whole time how wet I was and how much he knew that even if I wasn't conscious, he knew how much I wanted him. And I believed him. That first time, he made sure he wasn't hurting me, and he pushed himself inside me. He kissed my lips and squeezed my tits, and with every thrust, he laid on top of me like a blanket, like he was reassuring me that he was there. And when he was close to finish, he pulled out and he came all over my thighs. Even deep in the fog of that coma, I believed he knew best. 3 days later, he brought a device with him. I could hear it wheeling around the corner and down the hall. It hummed, and he spoke to me in a sweet, gentle voice while he explained his device. He told me that I didn't need to be afraid of the machine. That it was a device he's used on other dolls in my position. That it was there to help me. He turned a knob or a switch or something. It clicked when it moved. I felt the cold metal cylinder against the inside of my thigh, and then he shoved it hard inside of me. I don't remember much about that first time, but I remember my body spasming and convulsing and hearing him moan as he fucked me with it. And he told me that I was a most extraordinary dolly and that I looked so sexy that when the current danced through me, he climbed on top of me when he grew bored of fucking me with electricity. It was the first time he wasn't gentle. It was the first of many times that he'd slapped me. And it was the first time that even in the fog, I was afraid. When I woke up from the coma, we tried and tried. And somewhere around day 24, he told me that I didn't turn him on like I used to. That I moved too much. That I was too willing. I wasn't his China doll anymore. So, one night, day 51, it was the first night he'd changed. I guess in his mind, if I wasn't his China doll anymore, he didn't have to be gentle with me. Gone was the man that had told me he loved me. And that night was the first night that he took from me. He held my thighs open with his knees and shoved his fingers inside me. To get me ready for him, he said. I tried and tried to fight him off, to close my legs and stop him from violating me. I got one solid kick to his rib cage before he laid on top of me and used his full weight to keep me from kicking him again. He took his forearm and he pressed it against my windpipe. I gasped and I struggled harder and I tried to force his hands and face away from me. And so he kissed me in the middle of it and told me that he knew I liked it and it made it hotter. And after that, he shoved his cock inside me as he bit my neck hard enough to draw blood. I cried out and started to sob as he went faster and harder inside of me, my neck weeping blood as I felt him slide in and out. He twisted my nipple at some point between his forefinger and thumb and pulled it hard enough that the pink turned to an angry, violent purple. I never once closed my eyes, thinking that if I did, it would be infinitely worse for me. But how wrong I was. He said it was creepy that his dolly looked at him while he abused her and while he raped her. The next time he took me, it was after he said I was creepy. He got mad that I cried the whole time. And so he took out a scalpel and he held it next to my left eye. And he told me that if I couldn't be a good dolly anymore and keep my eyes closed, he'd make sure that I didn't have to worry about closing them ever again. I stopped crying after that. The next 3 months passed in a similar way, with the scalpel next to alternating eyes, with the electroshock machine within an arm's reach. When he grew bored of my pussy, he'd use my mouth. Said that watching my eyes water and me gasping and gagging desperately for air was better than any porn he'd ever watched. It was never just one or the other. He'd shove his cock into my mouth, or my cunt, and something else filled another one of my fuck holes. If he was using my mouth, he would hold me down and shove a metal spider into my mouth to keep me from biting down. While he used my mouth, he'd fuck me violently with the sleek metal cylinder, and the current would travel through my body and make him come on my face. If he was raping my pussy, he held the blade of a utility knife against my tongue. He made a point to remind me every time that he could end me if I stopped being fun. It was day 116 when he brought the jacket with him. The small stinging cut under my right eye from the previous night had proved that I needed to be further restrained. He forced me into the jacket and tightened the straps behind me and tied them down to the bed. He climbed back on top of me and he held me by my hair. He told me to look at him this time and to remember who owned me and who could end me. To remember that I was nothing more than his pretty rape dolly, and that if I cried or I screamed, that he would make sure that I couldn't cry or scream again. He climbed on top of me, helpless, in the straitjacket, and fucked me over and over again, harder and faster than he ever had, until my cunt was leaking his cum, tinged pink from the abuse that my dry pussy had taken. He zipped up and left me there, in the jacket, naked from the waist down, for 9 hours. It wasn't until the nurse came by that she noticed. She looked at me and sighed, and she took the jacket off. She covered my legs with a sheet, and she reminded me to keep them closed. But things took a turn about 10 days ago. I had my usual nightly visitor, but instead of binding me in the jacket, he turned me over onto my stomach. His weight is more than enough to keep me still, but I still felt a new sensation as he forced himself inside me. Apparently, the jacket wasn't enough. He needed me to be just like I was in those first 20 days. Sleeping, motionless, plastic. I felt a syringe prick my neck as his cock made its way in and out of my pussy, and his hand found its home around my throat. It was a drug to make me pliant, he said, and it would let me be wet for him always. So every night since then, he gives me the drug, and I fade into the foggy bliss of those first 20 days. Uncaring, motionless, but lucid. He says that maybe someday he can take me home to meet the other dollies. I think I'd like that very much.